Change starts with a decision. It starts with a committed decision. I can share from my walk and from my example and what God's done in my life through my decisions, but my decisions come based upon how God's been working in my heart and my life. So again, my life has changed so much from the time I went to India. And before that, God was working with my faith, building me up, strengthening me, showing me where I needed to connect, to be fed the sound doctrine. To really move forward in power, you need sound doctrine. The words that I have been receiving is sound doctrine, but it wasn't until I made a committed decision to really focus in and decided that I was going to follow that encouragement. We are fellow workers together with God. God is a God of order, and God is a righteous God and a God of justice. And when we do the things that God is showing us that are right and just, being honest, having integrity, like King David, he had integrity. Integrity is doing the right thing when no one's looking, right? God is always before us. He's always present in our life. The reason why I got that fire in my bones is because I girded up my loins. I made a decision to really follow. Because even though I've been doing this for years, I've followed, I've led, it wasn't until I decided to really put what I'm learning fully into practice. Spoke to lots of different people this week, and God's just been energizing me to encourage people, make a committed decision, or what's the point? Are we going to be lukewarm in our hearts? Come to fellowship, read a few Bible scriptures, pray in the week, and not be proactive with God as he's leading us by his Spirit. See, things happen when we listen to the Father, what he's putting in our heart, and just do those simple things every single day. Every single day when I wake up, I say, Father, I thank you for my before-ordained works. But it wasn't until I really understood this, like when I, again, went to India, I spent time with Raj Sutton, wonderful Indian believer, but I realized it was like being with Sangha, because this guy really followed. He really followed the encouragement, but he wasn't doing it unto Sangha, he was doing it unto God. And then he began to be very fruitful, to the fact that he had thousands of leaders and people coming. And listen, God is going to replicate what's in India and in Nepal and other places that we've heard where the word's moving, right where we are. But you have to be all in for God. What's the point if you're not going to be all in for God? See, our faith shouldn't stand in the wisdom of man, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of power. When we come to people, we give them what God is working in our heart for this time, right now. We see the scriptures, we've got the wonderful graphe, the scriptures, and we see how they move with God, they move by the Spirit, they were obedient to what God put in their heart. But these people that moved and got results were all in with God. We have to be all in with God. And instruction is very important, like Paul with Timothy. If you read the book of Timothy and you read through the book of Acts, Timothy and Silas were always with Paul, right? Obviously, we know that Paul traveled with other people as well on different itineraries. That Timothy and Silas were always with Paul. In the book of Timothy, which is addressed to leaders, okay, it's there, it's an epistle that we can read. We can see that Paul instructed Timothy to stay in Ephesus and to make sure that no one taught any other doctrine. Could have said, well, you know, I want to come with you, or I want to go over there. But he knew that God had called him into this ministry, into this grace, that where many are called but few are chosen, to really move. You know, like when Jesus spoke to the masses, he spoke in parables. And then the disciples come after him and said, you know, why are you speaking to them in parables? Because he said, unto you I give the keys of the kingdom. Why would Jesus just give it to them? Because those were the ones that come close to Jesus to find out why. Now, any one of those masses could have come also and said, could you tell me and explain this parable that you spoke in? See, Jesus, he wanted those that were committed, those that were going to do. And then he instructed them. They followed Jesus' instruction. He said to them, wait for the promise of the Father. Before he ascended, he gave them instruction. If they didn't listen to that instruction, decided to go back to Galilee, they would have missed day of Pentecost, right? He said, wait for the promise of the Father. And then they were obedient so many days. They prayed. And because their hearts were devoted to God, God was able to direct them to where they needed to be on the day of Pentecost. And he poured out that Holy Spirit. They were all out for God. They were sold out to the Heavenly Father. When you've given up your ideas of how God would have you move, or religious ideas, or the things that we've learned before, when you give that up, then God can really direct you. He really, really can. And you'll have people come against you. Oh, you should be doing it this way, and you should be doing it that way. But who are you going to obey? You're servant to who you obey. So I'm going to obey my God and my Lord Jesus Christ, and God is working in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, we cannot have fear. The reason why we can't, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. It's only when we allow the circumstances and words, adversary rising on words, not sound words, to mix us all up and get us confused. But I can see that talking to other people, seeing where they were in their situations, because I'm actually following, I'm doing, I can see what other people need to do. And this is why I'm now teaching in the manner I am, because God is working me in that manner. And I rely upon him to give me the words. And I know what the scriptures say. God will bring them to my mind. You know, but the point is, we really need to be focused with what we're doing. What are you doing? What is your direction right now? You know, God wants us to really rise up, and he really wants us to plunder hell so we can populate heaven. And the only way we're going to do that is in the power of the Spirit. Jesus came in the strength of the Spirit after he was in the wilderness. He didn't come in his own strength. He didn't come in his own ability. But he went to the Heavenly Father, and he was directed by God. He spent time in prayer. He spent time ministering. He spent time instructing. He showed people by example. And then these guys, they were learning and growing, and you know, they seen the authority of his words, because he was speaking directly from God. So we live in a time right now that's very dark. And now it's time for the sons of God to manifest themselves. Satan is manifesting himself through the systems of the world. And we got to remember, he is under our feet. He is under our feet. If we think anything different, you're going to be fearful. You're not going to move forward. So God is our source of supply in everything, source of our wisdom, source of our strength and energy, our finances, our resources. He's got a way to provide for us. And as long as we're following God with all of our heart, doing things from understanding, applying his principles, we will see what God wants us to see and manifest. You're in the land flowing with milk and honey. We have to speak the end result. We don't speak that we're going to be. We are already in that land of abundance with God. If we observe the wind, we're not going to sow. If we observe the rain, we're not going to reap, like it says in Ecclesiastes. We can't observe our situations, our circumstances, but we got to be filling with God. Like, we're here every week, whether you are not. Okay, because why? We are fully in with God. We know that we got a job to do. And one of the jobs that we're doing is making this fellowship available, because that's what God put in our heart. And we pray to God, Father, bring those that are serious. Bring those that are going to receive instruction. Because, listen, who are you following? We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all have a personal walk with God. But I understand that we do need to have instruction, encouragement, and the sound words that are pointing us in the right direction. When something goes wrong, what do? You go to another believer. Why? You may have prayed to God, but you're still in a situation. But God will direct you to go to someone. Why? To receive instructions. See, the Word of God is what comes from the Spirit of God. The graphe is what comes from the Spirit of God, but is recorded. God is still working today, just like he was in the book of Acts. We have to remember, it's now it's time for us to shine, and we're right in the Acts still. We're right, God's Acts with you. He's got plenty of works for you to do. But we need to get focused, focused. We need to go to the Father. What is it you want me to do? We need to pray. We do what we understand, like praying for laborers. There's so many people lost right now. There's so many people sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. And God's not going to jump out the sky and go and speak to them. We've been given the word and ministry of reconciliation. What is this word of reconciliation? It's the same thing that God gave to Jesus Christ, just that we don't have to sacrifice our physical life, but we do have to sacrifice the old man nature. And that's why we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When you make a decision to be all in for God, to connect where God's showing you with full heart, you will have great strength come into you. God will energize that spirit of God within you so mightily, and then you'll start to understand more. Because God is doing a mighty thing throughout all the earth right now through his believing people, wherever they are. If they're believing, if they're walking by that spirit of God, if they're being led by the Spirit, if they're walking in the Spirit, if they're living in the Spirit, if they're speaking by the Spirit, then signs, miracles and wonders will begin to happen. They will begin to take place. God works with you first. He builds your confidence. He builds your trust. And we have a peaceful assurance inside our heart through the Holy Spirit when we're walking with God. You know, David, I've thinking of the battles today within the scriptures. They used to go with physical swords. Well, we got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God coming from the Spirit of God through you and me. And this is what anoints God's fields with oil. And this is what feeds his people. When we speak by God, then people's faith come up. The ones that are humble will receive these words, and it gives them understanding of what they need to do. The understanding doesn't come from Lawrence or anybody else. It comes from God. The entrance of his word giveth light and giveth what? Understanding unto the simple. And God has been having me kind of repeating this in different ways, because I see it's a great need. And God's just been, I didn't recognize it first of all. It wasn't until I started to share and I realized what I was sharing. And then I just sat with God and God was just showing me. And then I've had people that have been in the word for years come to me and ask me about my walk and stuff. And I just said, look, you've got to be all in for God. If not, what's the point? I can't base, if I'm going to connect with someone and someone doesn't agree with it, then I'm going to be in limbo. You've got to make your decisions. God wants you to make a decision. What are you really doing? Where are you really connecting? You can't be going to this doctrine, this teaching, that teaching. You need a focus. When I first took Power for Abundant Living, I was so excited. I was committed. I was there for each session. I'd done all the studies of it because I was so excited. This word, this new word that I never heard before. I heard religion, but this was different. And I was committed from that time, 20 years old. And I started my fellowship, and I prayed to God even then, Father, give me people, I want a fellowship. But I went out, and I really desired, I'll never forget it, I desired, really passionately desired. And we had 50 people in that fellowship within 6 months. 50 people, and then all the other believers would come from their fellowships, because we had quite a few fellowships in Bristol at that time. They would come to our fellowships and want to be a part of what we were doing. When God is at work within us, our light shines and it will draw. When we lift Jesus Christ up, we will draw all men unto him, right? Yeah. We got the life that we now live. We live by the faith of the Son of God. It's not me that lives no more, but it's Christ in me. See, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's what it is. We walk with God, but we're activated through sound doctrine, not tradition, not through something that we followed for 30 or 40 years that hasn't really produced and made us productive. Because when we're walking with God, we're going to be productive. The early church faded out because people stopped believing the words that were being spoken. If you can receive these words now and go to God with them, God's going to do something. He's going to do something in you. But it's time to stop playing fellowships. It's time to stop playing church. And it's time to really go to God with all of our heart. Father, where do you want me to be? God has placed us in the body where it's what? Pleased Him. Are we listening where we should be connected? Because there's something in this connection. We need a beginning point. Timothy followed Paul. He was humble to Paul. He carried Paul's suitcase wherever they went. Letters. He had people that run for him. If you look at the life of Paul, he was sold out to slay in the church, to wreck in the church. He was sold out. And God saw his heart. He thought he was doing the right thing, but God also saw the commitment in this man. And when he became enlightened through that encounter on the road to Damascus, that was the game changer. Then he received Spirit. He was with the disciples certain days. They were probably encouraging him with the sound doctrines of what had been gone on and how Jesus is Messiah. And obviously Paul knew that by then. And then what did Paul do? What was the first thing he'd done? He preached the word boldly. And the church was scared. Oh, this is the guy that was persecuting the church. But he proved himself by the works of faith that he was doing. See, it's not works of Lawrence or works of you. It's works of faith. The things that God puts in our hearts to do that produces the results that God wants. See, it's what God wants. What does the Heavenly Father want? Do you love God? Yeah, I know you do. I love God. And to love God is to do what He wants us to do. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I love God, and I want to do those things that is going to produce fruit. I want fruit to my account, right? I want to see people come from darkness to light and not only get born again, but actually stay and remain and grow and move with God. See, my job is to connect people to God. Your job is to connect people to God, not to you. Because God will work in their hearts whether they're going to connect you or not. Right here, put them where He wants. And so when I realized where God really wanted me, I realized there was much more to do. And the next thing to do was to follow what I was being encouraged. I connected once there before. I'm repeating these things again because it's important. I connected with this guy once before, Sangha. But I didn't really do the things he was encouraging. I was enjoying seeing the healings. I was enjoying seeing devil spirits cast out. But I wasn't really following, like from a devotion, devout unto God. Like really pressing in, Father, I want this. Really praying with desire, like I am now. But it was God that was working with my faith and showed me if I wanted these things, it was going to cost me something, right? It was going to cost me a commitment, a decision, a discipline. See, we're disciples as well, if you want to call it that way. We're disciplined ones. So we discipline our hearts to go to God, to follow His will, not to worry about what anyone else says. I'm not concerned about if you speak against me or if someone else speaks against me. I don't have that rejection anymore in me. Because God has cleansed me. He's delivered me. And a lot of things that stop people from moving is the rejection of others. Or they hold on from the rejection of the past. But we're not going to move in power if we think that way. We got to trust God with our very life in every situation. Paul had people around him that weren't for him. They spoke bad against him. We had people that were for him. But God will show you where you really are and where other people are at if you're walking with Him. And so I don't know where you are, what you're doing personally day by day, but I know what I'm speaking is what you need to hear, because I wouldn't be speaking otherwise. Like if Jesus said to that guy, stretch forth your hand, He wouldn't have given the command if it wasn't available to do. So it really comes down to having a committed decision. If you're going to see the things the way you've always dreamt of seeing them, the way we've read in the scriptures we could see them, then it costs you to be all out for God, devoted unto the Heavenly Father, and to cease from our own works, trying to make things happen. We're not going to make things happen, guys. But it's God that gives us the works to do. It's God that told Philip to join himself to the eunuch. He wouldn't know to do that by his five senses, would he? He wouldn't have known to do that. It was the Spirit that told him, go and join yourself. And then he gave the understanding of the scriptures that the eunuch was reading. He enlightened this guy's eyes, and this guy's heart, he wanted to receive Holy Spirit. And he did, he got born again, and then God carried Philip away from that situation. And then you had Stephen, he was so passionate for God that he spoke and confronted everyone in Acts chapter 7. There's so many records there, you know, so many records. There was a period of time that Paul wasn't getting much fruit, okay, until he started to really follow what God was showing him to do. And, you know, there was times he'd done things in his own strength. You know, he had a passion and a desire for Israel, right? Even though his ministries were to the Gentiles. That got him in trouble. Later on down the road, it limited what God could do by him because he went to Jerusalem when he shouldn't have done. So can you see, we just want to daily be led by God. We can only live in a 24-hour period. So if we put ourselves in that 24, okay, God, what is it you want me to do today? Okay, Lawrence, you just rest. You just relax. Speak in tongues, all right? And then all of a sudden, you know, because I thank God for his before ordained works, I'll get a phone call or something will happen where I'm ministering or sharing or I'm hearing someone say something to me that blesses me. God will give you something every day. But we got to cease from our own works, our own ideas of what we've been taught by men's words. We want to have works of faith. Works of faith. We've got to be all in. David, he was so bold. A young man. Philistines were against Israel at that time, and you had Goliath threatening everyone, such a big giant. But David, he was bold, and he said, I'm going to chop your head off, right? And he said to this giant what he was going to do before he done it. He spoke it, and then it became as he took the action. We need to act as God shows us to act. We need to do what God shows us to do. But it comes through sound words, sound doctrines from the Heavenly Father and through those that are walking by the Spirit. If you receive these words as the words of God, not as the words of men, then it's going to be effective in you. Paul said this. Paul, Timothy, Silas, to the guys at Thessalonica. He said, we thank God that when you receive the words from us, you didn't receive it as the words of men, but you received it as it was the words from God. That's so powerful, guys. Listen, you're getting words directly from God right now. I'm not premeditating this. So when we see the benefit of doing what God puts in our heart, speaking what God puts in our mouth, then we will see godly results. We will see excitement. We will be encouraged. And when we do have the challenges come, I've had challenges this week, but they haven't affected me because I don't focus on them. I know that they're just for a moment in time. It's just like a little twinkle in the eye. I know God's going to come through for me. I know God's going to supply my need. I know God's going to deliver me whatever I need. He's going to do it. And so that's where God really wants us to focus on him. We've got to remember, just remember what is written in the scriptures, like in the Old Testament. God worked with Moses' faith before he went into Egypt. Right, so God helped him. Okay, we got to be fully persuaded that what we're receiving is from God, and then put it to the test, test the spirits whether they be of God. So Abraham, he was minding his own business. God like interrupted his life. You know, I'm going to make you, instead of being the father of heights, Abraham is going to be your name. You're going to be the father of many nations. So God made him the father of many nations. But God had to work with his faith, Sarah's faith. We know that they done things in their own strength, but God's grace, love then just covered those things. But he become fully persuaded. Listen, guys, you've got to become fully persuaded what's being spoken to you is from God. And then you've got to do something with it. This is instruction. Like, you've got to do something with what you're receiving. Know where you're being fed. I know where I'm being fed. I'm not being fed from Billy Graham, because he's not alive, God rest his soul, and he was a great minister. I'm not being fed by Bill Johnson. I'm not being fed by all these famous TV ministries. God's got a work here for us to do. I don't want to be famous in the world. I want to be famous in heaven before God, because I've done his will from my heart. Can you see? That's where it needs to be. Listen, God can build it where you are. Right where you are. He can give you people right where you are. Are you praying for the labourers? Do you believe it's right to pray for the labourers? What did Jesus Christ say to the disciples? Pray to the Lord of the harvest. Like Jason shared, pray to the Lord of the harvest. As you receive these words and as you move out, you'll become strong. But you're not going to see it unless you make a decision to follow. A decision to follow this way. To follow the great encouragement. Because believe me, guys, you know, I had a struggle with some of the things that I was learning, you know, with my teacher before, because of my understanding. I had traditions of men. So that nearly stopped me from receiving the truth. That will really get the things moving and working and growing. And I ain't worried about what anybody else thinks about me. I'm not a man pleaser either. You know, I might mention my minister's name, but it doesn't mean to say I'm a man pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. I'm doing this unto God. I'm receiving this. Because why? Why? Why am I doing that? Because God showed me where to connect. And so from my heart, I'm following. And I'm getting results. Every day I'm peaceful. Every day. And every day you can have the same. But you've got to make up your mind. God doesn't like lukewarm. He really doesn't like lukewarm, and sometimes we can get lukewarm because we listen to so many different teachings. What's the focus? Where's the focus? There's got to be a single eye. There's got to be a direction. And God really wants you to. He's screaming out. Look, listen to these words. Give me the understanding, Lord. God wants you to see this. And as you practice how we're doing it, how we're encouraging you, you'll see. God will give you the understanding. Your eyes will be opened. Because my eyes have been opened, and I'm thankful to God that he gave me this chance to really prove his things, to really see where the sound doctrine is coming from, the right words, which is not the words of man, but it's the power of God being spoken and imparted. Paul wanted to impart a spiritual gift to the people that he met in Rome, right? He decided to be with them. He wanted to impart something spiritual unto them. That's my heart. I want to impart something spiritual unto you, and your heart should be wanting to impart spiritual things unto others. But the greatest thing is not to focus on the body, is to focus on the outreach. We do that by focusing with God, and then we come together and we share our testimonies of what God is doing. Because if we're following the sound doctrine, guys, we will have testimonies. We will have great things. Can you see? We will have that. God wants you to have many, many testimonies. God wants you to, those testimonies are praises unto God. These testimonies that we hear build faith also. Because it's God at work today. People need to know God is at work today. He's not just at work yesterday and he's going to do it in the future. Now, today is the day of salvation. I just feel a great urgency in my heart to share these things. And my heart yearns for you to see what I'm seeing because I've never seen these things before. I'm a changed man. You all know me from before this time, right? Did I speak in the manner I'm speaking? Because it's the Spirit of God, guys. It's not because I'm educated. Like I said last week, it's not because I got a PhD or a master's degree, which are wonderful things in the senses realm, and they're good to have if you want a great job, right? But what qualifies me is HS, Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the qualifier. God has qualified me. Because he's given me Holy Spirit. He has given you Holy Spirit. You are qualified. You can walk like Paul. You can walk like Peter. You can walk like Timothy. You can walk like these guys. You can walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, God, this is God's biggest desire. And if we want to honor our Lord Jesus Christ, then we want to do it in his way. So we go to God and we seek him and we ask him to give us the understanding. But we got to be willing to follow. Father, I do anything you tell me. Just reassure my heart in the things that I'm doing. Confirm the words that have been spoken to me. And he confirms them as we do them. So there's many things that I've been encouraged to do and practice when I've had my one-on-ones with Sangha. And I practice them, and everything he said was going to happen, happened. That's a confirmation. And God confirms his words with signs, miracles, and wonders following. And that's what he wants to do when you speak, when you deliver. You know, God is with you, and he loves you, and he wants to bring you up and up and up and up and up to the gathering of Christ. Right? He wants you to come up. He wants you to really shine. You know, if we're going to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, we've got to be committed. We've got to make some decisions. And the decision is to live unto God 100%, all in for God. If not, what's the point? God will still bless you. God loves you. He cares about you. But you're not going to see the great things that you can see and that's available to see. Can you see? If this hasn't encouraged you, then I don't know what will. Because this is stuff that you can do. You can put into practice with you and God. Right? So, like, my life is to live unto God. And I know where God says, okay, now you get fed from there. Okay, Father, I'm obedient. I'm going to do it. And the blessings, man, are there. You won't go without in any area. God will give you great understanding. He giveth understanding to the simple, the humble. That word simple in is Psalms 119, verse 138. The entrance of thy words bringeth light, sets on fire, sets the hearts on fire. That's what that bringeth light is. It sets the heart on fire and it gives understanding to the humble. The simple is humble. So when we're humble to God, willing to do, devout, like little Ananias, go and heal Saul. But Lord, he's persecuted the church. He's a chosen vessel unto me. Go and heal him. He went. He had to trust that word to him for God. So that was what was in my heart all day, all week. You know, even I'm girding up my loins in different areas. And that gird up your loins means to make up your mind. Make some committed decisions and do it. That's where you get results, when you do it. Full in. So God bless you.